Welcome to Not Your
Average
Horror Show.
When Death Knocks by Helen Valenta.
Daisy is out there, Grandfather, in the storm.
Daisy isn't a real dog. You dreamed her.
Are you sure?
Yes. You're just tired.
Ugh, but she seems so real, as if I had her in another life.
The eye of the storm is approaching. Don't open the door.
I never did outgrow my fear of hurricane season.
Stay away from the windows, Kate. It's not just because of the storm.
He's out there, isn't he?
Lurking. Dressed in his usual black outfit. You would think after all this time, Death would be more creative with his outerwear.
I'll go out there. Tell him to leave.
Well, you can't stop Death. But you know what? I'm not going to wait for him either. I'm going upstairs. Let him find me. This is the night. Don't be afraid. I'm ready.
I'm tired of being afraid all the time. Daisy! She's out there!
It's just me, your old friend.
I'm so confused. I thought I saw Daisy.
There's no dog out there. So he knows. He's ready?
Yes.
He's expecting me.
For some time.
I like you're not afraid. The fair gets tedious. By which I mean to say, they must know I'm coming at some point. Why do they act so surprised? Oh, look. He was fine yesterday, and now he is stone cold dead. Or the more obvious, in life there is death. As if I didn't count for anything. As if life could exist without me.
You're jealous.
Why would I have such unseemly human qualities? To envy what you don't have. Such sad creatures you are, wasting time while I lurk in your garden. Unwanted. Unbidden.
Is anything wrong with you?
Why do you ask? Do I seem lethargic, out of sorts, not focused on my job?
You seem gloomier than usual.
My suit is wrinkled, and I like to look nice.
You do.
Where are the warm muffins on the blue plate that were here yesterday? The plates were painted with willow trees bending so slightly. Such pretty things.
Gone. Why, could you eat one?
No. I just like the look and smell of them, kid.
I'm not a child. Please don't be intimate with me.
Oh, but I will be. I will hold you in the most intimate of embraces, and you may struggle, or you may give in, but you'll feel the full weight of me, my passion, and I will take your breath away. I will have you in the end. So you see, either way, I will be your last lover.
Stop it! Your hands are so cold.
Then you give me no choice. I'm going to see your grandfather.
No! Please, wait.
What is it? What do you want from me?
I like your company.
I know what you're doing. I know you don't find me attractive.
I do. Let me hold you. Let me touch you.
What are you doing?
I want to feel you.
Your hands are too warm. I don't like this.
I want to kiss you.
No!
Why?
Because it's so full of life. I don't want it.
Just for a minute?
It's no use. Don't degrade yourself.
It is degrading, isn't it? To want to feel something? To beg for the chance to feel alive, if only for 1 minute? Or not granted that, just a few seconds. Just a few seconds of life to sustain us for years. The way that just thinking about a person one loved carries us through the worst.
It's time. It's inevitable. The end always comes.
Then I'll come with you.
Lead the way.
Grandfather, how are you feeling?
I don't want to die wearing my night clothes. Help me put on this shirt, will you?
Yes.
I want to be dressed for the occasion. I know he's here.
Hello. How are you?
I see my long-lost uncle. I'm happy to see you. You look good. And there's Max, my friend. How long has it been? Remember how we walked to school together as children, holding hands? There was nothing odd about it. I remember it as if it were yesterday. And Eve, you're the reason I've been anticipating this. I see you so clearly. You're so beautiful.
Let him have a few more minutes.
To be mortal. How I envy it. To lose something. What a gift. I'll give life that. I don't suffer. But how sweet it looks. How I envy your suffering.
I know now. The storm, it was like this that night, the night Daisy died. Daisy was real, not imagined. I see it now. My grandfather was just trying to spare me the pain of recollection. Hurricane season. Like now, someone left the door unlocked. Was it me? Oh, I couldn't bear it if it were.
It wasn't you.
How do you know?
I was there.
Daisy got out.
Yes.
In the storm. How can I bear it?
You will. It's time to go.
All right. I'm ready. I don't need help. I can walk myself.
But wait, please.
What is it?
He didn't say goodbye.
That's how they like to do it, I've seen.
Wait, I understand now. You killed Daisy. You left the door unlocked. You let her out in the storm.
I had no choice.
Why?
She was sick. Don't you understand?
No.
I knew if I told you, you would no longer welcome me into your house. Sit with me like we have all these months. And you think I'll just leave now? Forget about you?
You're deluded. I was just being nice for my grandfather's sake.
I don't think so. I think you're attracted to me.
I'm only 30.
I like him young. Come with me. You won't have to suffer his absence.
Do you think God thinks about us? Does he pity us?
Why don't you ask him?
Odd, isn't it? How absent he is and how present you are.
I'm visible. He requires more.
Are you on his side?
I like to be mysterious. Maybe you'll write a poem about me. I won't say goodbye either. Then I'll just say, until later.
Small Fish Radio Theater's Not Your Average Horror Show featured the talents of Kat Dean, Joy Thorbjornsson-Coates, Michael Herzovi, and MJ Kelly. Directing, music, and sound design by Trina Kakasic. Visit the podcast page of our website to catch up on all our shows. You'll also find us on iTunes. Just search for Small Fish Radio Theater. Look us up on Facebook and click the like button. Follow us on Twitter. Small Fish Radio Theater and Thespinarium is produced by Trina Kakasic and MJ Kelly. Thanks for listening.